right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 426. I am your host, GBD, here in New York, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is here to announce his highly anticipated first mobile game, which I really hope is not some sort of internet messenger. Wombat!
No, okay, so here's my idea. Now, you've all seen slingshots before, right? You know how a slingshot works?
Yes, like Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, but what if in the slingshot was a bird?
So I'm shooting a bird.
And you flung the bird. Wait for it. This is where it gets interesting. At pigs.
How is this a Nintendo? Oh, you're not Nintendo. Sorry.
So the pigs are in towers, and the bird goes at the pigs.
How about wombats instead of pigs?
No, that's just stupid. I'm thinking of calling it Unhappy Pigeons.
The bus that couldn't slow down. Hi, Shipwreck. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I don't have any stupid games.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Nintendo.
We'll talk about that later, I think. Can we table that?
Yeah, you're the one who brought it up, but I'm
They did, so we certainly can.
Right. Well, we could talk about it now also.
No, we don't need to.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in 5 months.
I don't know what else to say, really. Should we do show feedback? Go right into the show feedback? It's hard for me to think because there's just ambulances. It seems like 20 feet from my head. It's not true, but it just sounds
so
like
so nothing
that.
Exciting happened in your life at all?
In my life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my son got his yellow belt in karate. That's something.
Did he have to break any boards for that?
No, but he had to like stand and think of when Daniel goes to the Cobra Kai for the first time and all the students are standing there and they're like in those lines and they're doing the moves like the ha, wah, hoo, ha. Picture that, but it's my son who's 4 in these lines and everyone else is like 7.
Ooh. That sounds pretty. So yellow belt is the second belt.
It's the second belt.
Blue.
Yes. So he got.
He didn't have to do a kata or anything.
I don't know what that is.
That's like the form. It's like a dance, but with karate.
Yeah.
Notice how I said karate and not karate.
He had to do all sorts. He had to do a whole test.
So that's the kata.
Yeah.
Isn't that the test?
Uh huh.
Right.
I wasn't there for the test. He actually took the test twice. He failed it the first time, but you know he's 4. You cut him some slack.
Right. It's good.
Stop judging him.
No, I like that the place will actually fail the kids because I watched that special. It wasn't Frontline. It was some other thing. But they were saying now, oh, it was Real Sports, right? Is that the HBO sports thing?
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh. How all these kids' sports leagues now, everybody gets a trophy at the end of the season, no matter what. Everybody gets the same trophy. It doesn't matter how your team did.
The kids know, though. You know if you lost and you got the trophy – it's not as good as the kids who won and got a trophy.
But they got the same trophy.
That doesn't matter.
It does. I think it does matter.
I think it matters. I think it matters.
The psychiatrists think it matters. That's according to this little mini documentary.
I'll say this much. When Elliot failed the test the first time, he was definitely well aware that he failed. And he improved significantly between his first test and his second
test. See,
He's 4. He's going to do that no matter what.
No, not necessarily. If he'd done it, he would have thought that he did good enough and just moved on.
Yeah.
But I think it showed that you have to work at it to win.
It's pretty because it's interesting to watch him do like the stuff and you know, getting a 4-year-old to listen to anyone say anything is pretty impressive.
Right, especially when you're wearing a karate outfit, you just want to kick people and stuff.
Yeah, basically. But no, he does really well and I'm not just saying that because I'm his father.
Right.
Although
they don't have to do any sparring or anything, do they?
Not yet. My testicles are intact.
Not with you, with the other students.
No, I think that comes a little later.
When I did karate for about a year and a half, the place that I went to was like pretty hardcore and they did a lot of sparring at the end of every class. And when you had to do your belt test, for the blue belt test, I had to fight like 10 black, all the black belts basically in a row. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I couldn't even walk afterwards.
How old were you?
I was 24, I think.
Oh, okay. This wasn't like...
No, I wasn't a child.
Okay.
I was an adult. That would have been like child abuse. I mean, I couldn't... After the test, and I passed the test, I just sat in the locker room for like an hour.
I once saw them do the high school class at Elliot's karate school. And they make like the high school kids, they have to lay on the floor and lift their legs up and they have to keep them straight up for like 10 minutes. And it's crazy. And I'm like, I don't want it to be in that class.
Right. But you're not getting hit by some
Eastern European
guy.
Yeah. Strength training stuff.
Right. That's
nice. I liked sparring.
Right.
To karate.
Yeah. It's fun. Good exercise too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they do it. I just haven't seen it because I don't have.
Well, he would have to. Does he have pads?
No, he doesn't have any of that stuff.
He doesn't do sparring.
Yeah, no, I know he doesn't.
Because kids can't do sparring. They'd be punching themselves in the face.
He's too little. He's too little.
We had to fight the girls in my class sometimes.
And I'm sure they beat you up.
They didn't. No, I could. Even like the black belt girl. She's just too small. Like what? She's like a 5'2" Japanese girl. What's she going to do?
You say it like
me?
I know who it is.
I'm just saying.
You know that girl that was in my class.
It's an Asian girl, a little Asian girl.
What's 25 years ago. You remember and that
plus
girl?
Plus, she can't really hurt me because it's like a sparring class. So she can't like do some flying kick in my face. She's got to like pull it in a little bit.
Did you get to learn any weapons?
No.
Really?
I told you the guy called me Long Spear. So I didn't need any weapons.
Got you.
Because of my legs.
I got some bow training and then like a cane.
Whoa, cane.
So what belt did you get up to?
I don't remember.
How do you not remember?
He transcended the belts.
Seriously.
Because I was like, I don't know, 11? Did it matter?
Sure.
It didn't matter to me.
I guess I got
like, I don't know, 4 or 5 of them.
He was at like some Shaolin temple in China.
Probably.
In the mountains. He doesn't really remember.
He was probably
I remember the first time I went to break a board, I did not break the board, and that really hurt.
No.
But nice. I got back up there. I broke it the second time. Moved on.
Nice. Congratulations. We should all, you know what? We should all fight someday. Me, Ship, and Wombat's kid.
I think that would be a fine idea.
I'll wait till he's like 13.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think it would be a little unfair now.
Yeah, well, no, I think it definitely is a fair fight because you'll be 65.
Right. That's not the right math.
What? It's not.
Anyway, let's do some show feedback. A lot of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, just the quick point of correction from GOTA. The Patriots. Chaim owned the Patriots, not the Oilers. That's in regards to the owner of the Remington Shaver Company.
Okay.
So,
and as a follow-up to last week's show, we were talking about ordering the physical copies of the game at Best Buy for the big discounts versus the convenience of the digital. And you convinced me to order the Fallout Sock Edition from Best Buy.
Awesome.
So
I did not do that.
What?
I know.
How are we all going to wear the same socks at E3 next
year? I just haven't had the time to do it yet. I have time, though. Still have a week.
And soon you'll have socks.
Yeah.
Yay, socks.
I mean, it's really hard to pass up that deal.
I know. It's, well...
Because you're losing money if you don't want that. Because you're going
to
buy all the DLC.
I may have to cancel my other order. My regular pre-order. I'm in denial.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in denial right now.
Cancel? Well... You're just losing money, though, because you're going to buy all the DLC. You already know that.
It's a question of whether or not I can actually buy the game. That's where I am. So I need to figure that out.
You figure that out.
Yes.
How about some Watch This Bitches? Did you watch Flash?
Let's hear about your DC, terrible DC shows.
Flash
isn't
that bad.
There's a whole bunch of them. I haven't watched either this week's Flash or this week's Arrow. Did you?
I watched Flash. It was pretty... It was... I don't know. I it was good. It was the end. It finished very strong. I'll tell you that. I didn't watch Arrow yet. I can't imagine that Arrow could be good, though, because last week's was so bad.
Last week's Arrow was so terrible.
The problem is all the characters are unlikable now, except for who?
You know,
Oliver? Do you like Oliver anymore?
I was going to say maybe Oliver. Maybe
I'd say Oliver.
Like if they cut everyone else out of that show and it was just Green Arrow fighting the villain of the week. For even if they just did that for like 4 episodes,
like he's a real isn't Green Arrow supposed to be kind of like a hermit?
No,
in a way? No, he's not.
No, he's very much involved with Black Canary, but I just I don't buy the chance of that being a romance at this point.
I see. Well,
like I don't think I could buy them becoming a couple again.
I don't know. All the characters are horrible. Characters are bad.
There is zero chemistry between those two human beings. Like which zero.
How's Gotham doing?
I haven't watched that show anymore.
I want to know how Supergirl is.
Supergirl's good. You should watch it.
Yeah, I heard
it's enjoyable.
Will my wife like it?
Yes, she will. I watched it with my wife and she liked it.
My wife likes monster trucks. Are there a lot of monster trucks in this?
It's all there is a truck in it.
Truckosaurus?
Truckosaurus. No, just a regular tanker truck. You know, truck.
Right.
Big rig? That's the word I want to use.
Is she allowed to fly in this or is there
She does fly, yes.
Oh, okay.
No. By the middle of the episode, she's full on Supergirl.
Okay, good. That's what I like.
Yeah, no,
is there a reason why Superman isn't solving all this stuff?
Superman is involved in the show, but this is a different city. It's just not Metropolis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, Superman's in Metropolis doing Superman stuff.
What city is she in?
She's in Supergirl City. I have no idea what the name of the city is in this show.
Like, what's it supposed to be? Like, what's it modeled after?
It looks like any major city. I guess it could be.
Vancouver. Let me guess. They film it in Vancouver.
Probably. I mean, it could be, let's say Chicago. How about that?
No. Wait, I thought that's where Batman was.
No, Batman's in Manhattan. Isn't Batman supposed to be, or is Metropolis Manhattan?
I thought Metropolis was Manhattan and Gotham was Chicago.
No, how could that be?
On the DC Universe map, New York is New York and Gotham is in New Jersey. So I don't know.
Who cares? That's what I say.
It doesn't matter. It's a city.
Right. So Supergirl. I watched Supergirl. I saw a lot of people tweeting good things about it.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. It's worth checking out.
Hopefully. I'm going to get into comic books now.
I saw they opened up a comic book store by your work.
So it's about a mile from my work. So yeah, every Wednesday I'm going to go and get to comic books.
What are you going to get? Just that IDW stuff that you like?
That's all I got this week. I got, there's a new G.I. Joe storyline that's getting ready to start. So I got the prequel issue of that. It was pretty bland because it basically was getting people up to speed on G.I. Joe. And I'm already up to speed on that.
Oh yeah? You don't say.
No, like as soon as a guy, the first page, it's like, this guy's name's Fred. It's like, well, you're bad. And sure enough, by the end of the issue, he's bad.
Who is Fred? I don't know who Fred's supposed to be. Am I supposed to know who Fred is?
You see, Fred is one of the series of Crimson Guards.
I see.
There are multiple Freds.
You didn't know that? How come everyone knows that?
Why don't you just get the comics digitally? Isn't that better?
No.
I like physical comics.
Yeah, I'm guessing the answer to that is okay. No.
All right. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Yeah. So I got that, and I got a Transformers that was a Transformers Redemption. It was a one-shot, which I was – it's a one-shot, but it ties into everything else that's going on in Transformers at the moment.
I don't know what's going on in Transformers.
You do know what's going on in Transformers, actually, because it's all Combiner Wars stuff.
What does that mean? They're just fighting each other? The big robots are fighting each other?
Yeah, pretty much. It feeds into the game you just played.
Like, that story-rich game I just played?
Right. I don't know. There's stuff going on Cybertron. The war has ended, which I assume might have tied into the previous games. I don't know. There's some stuff I have to catch up on, too. I don't know. Did you know there's another planet that has robots?
Gobotron.
Right. Almost. I don't know.
Gem? Did you pick up any Gem comics?
Gems are supposed to be really good, actually.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't mention Gem and Watch This, Bitches.
I didn't see Gem.
I thought Shipwreck did.
No. Oh. I listened to the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anyone saw Gem.
Shipwreck was talking about Gem an awful lot on Instant Messenger for her guy who hasn't seen Gem.
I was, actually.
Oh.
I was reading all the articles about how it failed.
Oh. Well, it had nothing to do with the original cartoon, right? They just made a completely different movie. They just took the title.
Pretty much, yes. So
that's dumb.
It had music and females.
Right, but that's, that's pretty lame.
It is super lame.
I'm glad it failed miserably.
But
I hate, I'm sure the comic book wanted them to succeed. That way they could make some money off the comic, but...
So do you think if given the opportunity, you could craft not necessarily a full-on script, but maybe like an outline or a basic like story beats for an IDW shared universe movie?
a shared universe? Well, IDW is mainly just licensed properties.
Well, I mean, well, the Hasbroverse. I mean, it's all...
Oh, Hasbroverse, definitely. Yes, Hasbroverse.
Yeah.
I had this conversation earlier with some other people.
For those who are not familiar, the Hasbroverse, I guess the tent poles would be Transformers, G.I. Joe, and Gem.
Gem is a tent pole?
Sure. Why not?
I think you could get Mask.
Yeah, and oh god, what were the ones? The guys that they were underground, the big green tentacle monster.
Swamp Thing?
No, they were guys and they fought giant monsters. And there was also the one with like the rib cage where you could put the guy in the bone rib cage.
Yeah, I don't think these would make their way in there until much like maybe the 7th or 8th.
No,
film.
But they're part of that that shared universe. I know that much.
Sure, you got a battleship as well.
Sure.
Yeah, get to work on that treatment, Shipwreck.
Well, I think Hasbro missed the boat on... I think they could have had something with G.I. Joe and Transformers. A universe where those came together, but...
Didn't they do that at once?
Comic books.
Oh, they've done it many times, yeah. But not in feature films.
Not in
films.
A movie.
I have the Transformers comic when Spider-Man's in it.
He shows up everywhere.
Right.
Spider-Man's a whore.
All right, how about...
I got to start reading, I guess, some of my friends buy the all-new Marvel stuff. So far, I've just flipped through it and rolled my eyes, but maybe I actually need to read some of the words.
What's the all? Have they changed all the genders on the characters or something?
Yeah, there's all these different universes. You got the Spider-Verse and... All the genders are changed. You have old Steve Rogers.
Sounded like you said all the gingers are changed. I'm like, I can see why you'd be upset.
Right.
We've shaved all the gingers. All right. How about some new releases? Because there's some big ones. One.
Right.
Wait, did I put the wrong one on here?
No, it's right.
No.
I'm looking.
No, it's right. Assassin's Creed came out this week as well.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was a Saturday or Friday.
Technically, it came out this week. I mean, we got... Yeah, did you get the, whatchamacallit, the Minecraft story mode game? Did you get all of it, Cheapy?
Yeah.
Okay. Because episode 2 came out this week.
I got episode 2. Yeah, I haven't...
Well, you both got DLC codes for it, right?
Yeah, I downloaded it, but Sabrina can't play it until tomorrow because she can't play games on a school night. Because school.
Right. Ty can play games on a school night, but we didn't play it. We played Halo.
There you go. We haven't played Halo together. I've been playing Laden. Divinity Original Sin Enhanced Edition.
Oh God, what is that? Oh wait, no, Divinity. Yeah. Sorry,
it's Divinity.
I know what that is. That's
you were the one who told me that I would like that game.
Yeah, yeah. You like that game?
So far, so good. There's definitely a lot of items. like, should I pick this up? Am I supposed to pick this up?
Right. You know I played this, right? I played a lot of this.
Did you? I don't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, on PC.
Okay, yeah. I know it came out on PC like, a year ago?
Something like that. Yeah. It's good. I played it several hours. It's just hard. It's really hard.
It's really hard. They did make an easy mode for the console version.
Yeah, no, I think there's an easy one in that.
Is there Explorer's mode, I think they call it?
Maybe. But it's hard.
It is. And you know.
But it's cool. It's I remember talking about it before, but I remember one of the standout things for me is the way that the spell system works and how if you cast a fire spell, the environment will catch on fire and then that'll affect, you know, that can damage other, you know, your party or the enemy. And you can put out the fire with water spells. There's just a lot, you know, a lot of thought went into it.
Yes, there's definitely a lot going on in that game. It's very complex. It's a step up from Dragon Age as far as difficulty and involvement goes. And if that sounds exciting to you, then definitely you should definitely check the game out.
It's an old school RPG.
Yeah. Yes. This isn't a hand holding game.
It was cool with the controller. That's
Yeah. Works just fine. I mean, I don't have a frame of reference to be perfectly honest, but I'm not having any trouble controlling anything.
Good.
Sorry, my reaction originally was because I thought you had said Destiny.
No. Not Destiny Original Sin.
Oh, God, what is that?
I don't know.
It's $49.99.
It's something now.
Let's talk about the other Guardians.
Yes.
Halo Guardians?
Yes. I've only played the first three missions. I just haven't had a lot of time to play since
I've only played the first two, so, you know.
I don't know how many I've played.
It is a fantastic looking game.
It does look very nice. I agree. It's hard to disagree with that.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. Like, I haven't played Metal Gear on PS4 to see what that looks like, but this is one of the best looking games this gen so far. The shooting, I think, is really good. The level structure is very Halo.
Yep.
Which gives you enough room to kind of maneuver around enemies, and it's got the classic Halo thing of, hey, you can not only move side to side to flank enemies, but you can move on multiple levels as well to get your vantage points and everything. I really like it so far.
My complaints, I don't know if that's the right word, but the cutscenes, you know, like those in-mission cutscenes, especially in that first mission, when mm-hmm. you first hit the planet and you guys jump off the ship, and they're jumping all over the place, and they're spinning around elites and stabbing them in the neck.
And the game's totally not like that.
Yeah, I want to play that game. Can I play the game where I could do that?
But then again, you'd much rather watch a cutscene like that than probably just watch guys talking about something that you have no idea.
Be the cutscene.
Yeah. I like the cutscenes. I still like that in games.
I don't like cutscenes in games that show gameplay that's more exciting than the game I'm playing.
That's a fair point. I had the same reaction.
It's a better looking. The game that you're not playing is a better game than the game you're playing, and that's a mistake.
That cutscene, don't you think it looks like they've combined Halo with a Batman Arkham combat?
With a little bit of like Ninja Gaiden something going on. Like, yeah. It's like a Platinum game.
Comboing from one guy to the next,
yeah.
Jumping right
off.
I'm
like,
off.
That
yeah.
looks awesome, and I want to play Space Marine Ninja 5.
Well, they might be making that. I don't know, but this is still really good.
It's fine. It's just not as good as the game that they show in the cutscenes. It's like they're showing you a commercial for a better game in the game you're playing.
Right. I did think it was a little odd that, I don't think this is a spoiler because it's right off the bat, that they kill a named Covenant guy in a cutscene, like right at the beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah. You mean Ralph Mc...
yeah, Colonel Sanders, McElite. I have no idea. I have no idea who it was. It doesn't matter.
I didn't know that they had names, to be honest.
Exactly.
They said his name about five times in that mission, and nobody can be like expected to remember it because it's just so
not
many,
only
like,
that, but you don't actually kill the guy. The guy's
well,
killed
that's what
in
I'm
a
saying.
Cutscene.
Right. That was weird. It was
that
like,
was weird. I was like, oh, boss
I
battle.
Thought,
no.
Right. I thought we were going to fight that guy.
Nope. Yeah. Again, it's weird. It's weird because it's like
that guy has an action figure.
Good for him.
Damn. That's like Transformers movie where they kill off main characters in the first, you know, 10 minutes of the movie.
That guy was also in some of the Halo 4 stuff as well.
Also, I'm not a fan, and I know they were the bad guys in Halo 4, and I didn't really like them that much in Halo 4. The robot bad guy.
The front runners?
Whatever they
are.
Forerunners.
Forerunners.
I'm not a huge fan of them as enemies.
I think they're pretty good.
I don't think they're as... interesting to engage in a firefight as the elites and grunts and jackals and things.
Well, the grunts are finally really good again because they're funny again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Covenant, they talk more.
The Covenant talks more. I feel like when you shoot an elite in the arm and there's a reaction to that, as opposed to the Forerunners where, I don't know, I feel like there's nothing special.
No, when you hit him in the right, you got to hit him in like the arm. Right?
Yeah, and then they
bug out,
explode.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's just
sweet.
Not as interesting to me. I don't know. Maybe
I like
just,
it. It reminds me of Tron.
Maybe I just don't like shooting robots. I don't know.
Actually. We've talked
they used
about
to be,
that.
Yeah, I know. I don't like shooting robots. Is really what.
What if you? What if you know that they used to be humans and Covenant?
Nah, still not squishy enough. There's got to be like a squish to it when I shoot someone.
Well, I think that's why they...
I may have a psychological problem, too.
No. I totally agree with you. I feel like, you know, the reaction, and when you're shooting humans, the reaction to your bullets is really important.
Yeah, there's something a little more visceral, I guess.
Yeah, but I like the way these guys sort of disintegrate when you...
It doesn't do it for me. I don't mind the dog so much, but the other characters, the other Forerunner characters don't really do it for me. I also don't like their weapons.
No? I haven't figured them out. There's a lot.
I still think the Space Marine weapons are the best.
That's fine. There's a lot of weapons in there.
I know. I'm just saying. That's just a pure opinion. There's no right or wrong on that one. I'm just stating my opinion.
Yeah. My complaint so far is, and I guess this probably goes throughout the game, is you don't play as Master Chief very much. You're mainly playing as the Locke character.
Does it matter, though?
Somewhat. I mean, you want to feel like you're Master Chief in these games.
You know what I think, and I don't disagree with you, and I think what might have worked better, again, opinion, you know how you have your multiplayer character where you're selecting armor and changing the helmets and all that kind of fun stuff? Would you prefer playing as Locke if it was the character that you basically created and were able to use like your unlocked armor on that character? And Master Chief was still Master Chief.
He's your Locke, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Since Locke...
Maybe, that might help a little bit. Because I don't have an attachment
to Locke.
That's
what I mean. Like, if the attachment was all the work you say you know, all this work you're putting into multiplayer translated somehow into the single player game by giving you all this gear for your Locke.
Yeah.
Possibly.
And then they can sell us more cards.
And they could sell you more cards. Yeah, there you go. There's my billion-dollar idea, 343 Industries, that you don't need.
Right.
How to Save Halo by Wombat.
Yeah, how to save a Xbox game that doesn't need saving by Wombat.
It's so nice like to play it, though, because you're always just slightly worried, like, what if this one's going to suck? Especially with how the Master Chief Collection kind of...
Well, I couldn't get into a multiplayer game last night.
Yeah, that's...
I haven't had any problems.
I haven't been, and I didn't try today, but I wasn't able to. I heard it's if you have the new Dash.
I have the new Dash.
That could be.
I have it.
Oh. Huh. So then maybe not.
I just got that today. It's jarring, that new Dash.
When you can't find anything, when you turn it on, like, where's my games and apps?
Yeah, where's my games and apps? I scroll down five screens.
Just hit the trigger once.
Which trigger?
You hit the right trigger one time, and it'll take you right to that box.
Just remember, right trigger, my games and apps.
Yep. Yes, that is basically it.
Just remember, the thing that you are looking for when you turn on your system is right trigger.
It's down now. Scroll down. Right. Have you guys tried the multiplayer at all?
I just said I couldn't get
in. I'm not you. What? Oh, you couldn't?
No, I have. I haven't. I'll play through the whole campaign before.
Oh, really?
I touch them all. I like the campaign better.
Have you been following sort of how they did the multiplayer this time around? Because it's pretty different than before. So they have the Warzone mode, which is with the cards, right? You know, the wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's, you know, you that's the big mode now, where they have more than 8 players playing. If in the other mode, it's only a maximum of 8 players. So there's no, I guess they're going to add big team battle and the bigger game modes later.
Yep.
But that just seems weird.
Is there a horde mode thing? Whatever they called it in the last one?
There's no, I don't, did they have that in Halo? Oh yeah, they did. They called that,
they called it something.
I don't know. They have custom games, so I don't know.
They had that, and they had the Spartan Ops as well in the last one.
And the Forge, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But is the Forge coming back? Not that I ever...
I would assume that all of this stuff will probably get in there eventually, but I don't know for certain.
So the priority was just to get the one with the microtransactions in first, basically?
It sounds okay.
We'll go from there. Just take, you know, get that money to pay for
it. I wish they would have gotten split screen in this thing.
Yeah, that's kind of lame.
It's... You don't realize how lame it is until, like,
You have a giant projection screen in your basement?
You have a giant projection screen and a wife, and she decides to go upstairs because she can't play Halo with you.
Right.
But 120-inch Halo is fantastic.
I believe it.
This is the first non-budget game, I would say, that I've played on.
Or retro game.
Right, or retro game. This is the first like current-gen high-dollar game, and it is amazing looking.
Have you fired the rocket launcher yet?
I have.
It's like you can feel the subwoofer when you fire that thing. It's pretty nice. I'm horrible at the multiplayer. I still like playing it. I tried the Warzone mode with the cards. I admit that it is fun to get the cards and unlock weapon skins and, you know, stuff for your dress up. But, I'm just not good enough to really be competitive in any capacity.
Yeah, it's kind of what's keeping me from, I wanted to check it out, but I have a feeling I won't play that more than once.
I have a stupid question. Did they have that jetpack thing in the last one? It was different, right? It wasn't a dash.
It wasn't a dash, no.
Okay. It was more of a, like a flying.
Yes.
So they totally, I'm not going to get a jetpack again, am I, in this one?
I have no idea.
Okay. What do you think of the dash?
It's a dash.
I mean, it changes.
I've accidentally done it some.
I mean, you need to use it in the multiplayer. Otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble. It really changes the way you play, I think. And also, you have the floating. Is that new too? The
ground pound?
No, the aim with the floating aim.
Oh, that's new. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really fast and smooth. And I've been playing with the Elite controller.
Oh,
how's that? You guys both have them, right?
Oh.
I'm gonna rub it. The analog right now. Sticks. It's just they're so smooth.
Can you hear that? No, you can't. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, is it heavy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got a nice weight to it. The paddles underneath take a little bit of getting used to. It's going to take a little time to not feel like you just flip those off the back when you're...
So what do you use the paddles for?
Any of the face buttons. So that's how you jump. That's how you can switch weapons, reload.
I tried using it for the... as a substitute for pushing in the left stick for the dash, because it requires quite a lot of pressure. And I thought that, you know, and the paddle on the back does not, I thought it might be a little easier.
And
okay.
It's too many controls.
Gotcha.
Cause then I forget to zoom in on the rifle. Cause I don't know. Then I just pulled those. I actually pulled the paddles off the back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, I've been using them. I'm trying to teach myself to use them.
What are you using it for?
Switching weapons.
That's better?
Yeah, it's really quick then. You don't have to take your finger off the analog stick.
Oh.
Like, that's the key, is like now you can jump without taking your finger off.
Yeah, you don't have to touch you keep your finger on that right analog stick.
Yeah.
No wonder why I suck.
Yeah, yeah. Use the paddles for jumping.
I'll probably win every game now.
You'll be a master. You will be, in a word, elite.
Right.
That should have gotten a better reaction.
Just the surface finish, difference between the plastic analog sticks and the metal analog sticks, it makes everything just feel really, really smooth. Yeah. I don't know that it's helping my aim, but it seems like it is.
So the sticks are metal.
The sticks are metal.
Are they nice and cold to the touch?
No.
They are.
No, you can't even touch the sticks. There's rubber on top of them.
Oh.
You can't really.
No, the metal?
How are you going to get your finger in there? What do you got, little toothpick fingers?
My fingers are skinny enough to get in there.
You can't get in there.
Because I keep it by an open window just so when I pick it up, it's nice and cold.
Right. You wouldn't normally be touching the metal part of it. But that's the only complaint I have so far, is that it makes little tinging noises. Like ting, ting, ting when I quickly go from one side to the other when it's hitting the plastic wall. Not a big deal, but I was just something I picked up on. I also think it's kind of lame that it does not come with a rechargeable battery.
Yeah. Who needs rechargeable batteries?
Shit,
for $150, throw in the battery. A rechargeable battery.
Didn't even come with regular batteries, did it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah, it comes with the regular batteries and a charging cable.
Oh, it comes with the charging cable, just not the charge battery?
No, I didn't get a charging cable.
Yes, you did. The trick is, there is, once you open up the box, what just looks like padding in the front is actually another little box in there that you can pull out. It's got a braided cable and two AA batteries in there.
Wait a minute. I can reach it. Wait a minute. Oh, good. Look at that. Oh, the batteries. Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, that would have sat there forever.
Yeah, but
thanks, Ship.
It probably would have sat there, and then one day when you really needed batteries, you would have opened that up. I'm like, batteries.
Yeah, the only reason I found it was I wanted to make absolutely sure that there was nothing in there to charge this.
Ooh, it's one of these nice, what do you call that? Braided?
Yeah, it's braided.
Braided, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it's long, too.
Yeah, it's a long USB cable.
But no actual battery.
Just a couple of Duracells, not rechargeable.
I would actually use this to use my PS4 controller, because it's long enough to reach my couch.
Sure, it's a nice cable.
Yeah. All right, good job, team.
Have you switched out any buttons? Or I know you said you took off your paddles.
No, I didn't do anything.
No, I'd probably never do that.
Right.
I might switch out the D-pad, because what's the advantage of this? Like dish.
It fucking looks awesome.
Besides that.
I don't know. Looks great though. This thing is like if Apple put out a controller. This is what I envision.
Sony has to put one out now, right?
I hope so. They should know when they see that they're selling pretty well. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you're going to sell enough to make money. Usually controllers are a pretty good margin item, I think.
So and that Sony controller needs more weight to it.
It needs a lot of things. To be honest. But yeah, I would love to see an elite PlayStation 4 controller. And I'm sure Sony's not stupid. They see that. I mean, if indeed this thing is selling as well as it seems to be, because they're pretty hard to find. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, there'll be more things to buy. What else came out this week? I think we're done with Halo, right? Wait, there might have been a Halo. No one else played the multiplayer but me, so... What else
Nick,
we got?
I'm sure we'll have plenty of talk about Halo next week as well.
Yes.
That Fatal Frame Maiden of Blackwater game came out on Wii U. It's some people really like it. It currently only has a 65 on Metacritic, but
they made another Fatal Frame game?
Yeah, and it's a Wii U exclusive.
I mean, why would you do that? Do you like to sell copies of games? Y/N.
A lot of the screenshots I've seen are of the two, I guess, protagonists in the game are both young females. And they're walking around in lingerie.
Oh, that classic Fatal Frame staple.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can dress them up in Samus's Zero suit or Peach's dress.
Sounds scary. Sounds really scary.
Yeah. Weird.
What else we got?
The latest WWE 2K16 came out. I guess it's the only WWE 2K16.
Apparently they didn't send out review copies for this one.
Really?
I saw Samet from Polygon posting that he had to go to the store to get it.
Maybe they're just late with them. I don't know. I would assume that they probably are going to send out copies of this, because even if it's terrible, people still want to report on it. They want to get the press.
Yeah, of course. I just bought 2K15 on Steam because it was $12 with all the DLC. And it looks really good. It's and it has all the old 80s guys that I like. Not all, but they have, like, you can play the actual matches, and they have, like, good commentary that's relevant to the time. You've played that before? You've checked that out?
Yep.
It's pretty impressive. Like, it's kind of...
It is. Apparently... People don't like these games, the hardcore wrestling gamers, fans, something. I don't know.
What do you mean? They don't like what?
They don't think the game is very good.
This new one?
I guess
they didn't like the last one either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They don't blow me away, but they seem like they're fun enough to
Ultimate
play.
Warrior.
Right.
The hell? Honky Tonk Man. That guy. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah. Loved that guy. I had his big rubber action figure.
Oh, he smells, that guy. Jesus. Oh, God. Sorry. I apologize to myself. That smelled so bad.
That Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes game that nobody wanted came out.
I heard it sold very poorly in Japan.
That doesn't surprise me, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
What are they doing?
Right. They're trying to save money is what they're doing.
Well, yeah, they're doing that.
So now you know. I answered your question.
Yeah. Is there even any amiibo support with this thing?
Hmm.
I don't know that there is.
Doesn't I'm matter.
Sure on that. Sure. Apparently, they sold a lot of amiibos.
I saw that.
Nintendo,
which
Nintendo
we know.
Of, yeah. Everybody knew that, Nintendo.
Thanks.
Is that it? Is that it for new releases? Did we mention the arcade archive of the week?
No.
Wombat?
Something about ninjas, I think.
Yeah.
It
Ninja
is.
Kid 2?
Ninja Kid 2.
Which one is this? This is not, no. I like Kid Nikki Radical Ninja. I don't think I'm down with Ninja Kid 2. Yeah. No. Sorry. Kid, isn't that his name? Kid Nikki?
Yeah, Kid Nikki.
Yeah. I played the shit out of that game.
Sure. Everybody did.
Fuck, that was good. All right. What else? Is that it for new releases?
Mega Coin Squad came out on PS4 as well.
I don't know what that is.
It's one of those Adult Swim games. It's one of those games that it's fun to play, but it's pretty difficult as well.
All right.
I played it on PC, I think. PC, Xbox, a while back, but now it's on PS4 as well.
Right. Oh, I have one more new release, and I have some codes to give away, actually.
Is it for Drive Club Bikes?
It is not, unfortunately. Okay. Or maybe fortunately, depending on what you're into. But we should talk about Drive Club Bikes. So I just see that. It's $20. And it, I don't know. Like they didn't
so
exactly.
Do the bikes have bells on them?
They're motorcycles. Wombat.
Do you deliver newspapers?
No. They're motorcycles.
Because that sounds like a better game to me, where you deliver newspapers on a bike. Someone should make a game like that.
Yes. They called it the bus that wouldn't slow down.
Is that going to be the title of this episode?
I don't know.
CatCast 246, the bus that wouldn't slow down?
Now that you said it, it can't be.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that how it works?
Galaxy came out on Steam. And I have codes to give away. I have a few. I have several codes to give away. So if you're interested in a Galaxy code on Steam, just post in the show comments thread letting me know that you're interested. It's very good. I have it on PS4 and I've actually put in a lot of time. Unfortunately, I'm too old and crappy at video games to get very far. But if you're not that, you might enjoy it a lot. Is that it for the new releases?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
How about multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff? At Emeru writes in and says, the new Need for Speed game comes out next week. EA and Ghost have been unusually quiet about it. Should we be worried? As a lifelong Need for Speed fan, I'd hate to get hawked by this one. I like that. Hawked.
Yeah, hawked.
Did you guys try? It's out on EA Access right now. I tried it. But
and how is it?
There is a lot of full motion video in that game.
Fantastic. I like it so far.
A lot.
Okay.
Like they're introducing characters.
Yep.
I mean, every cutscene is full motion.
But
video.
How's the game?
Perfect.
There's more cutscene in game so far than I've played. The game seems okay. It's a little
is
too...
Razor? Is Razor Callahan in there?
No, I don't think so.
What about the dude from Breaking Bad? Is he in it?
No, he's not in it either. I don't think it's anybody you know as the actors, but they seem fine. I mean, I guess it's kind of, it is, it's basically impossible for it not to be at least a little bit cheesy. I think as good as, how could you not,
That's what it has to be.
It has to be, right? So I think they got a good amount of cheese in there, the appropriate amount. The driving, it's really arcadey. I think it feels more arcadey even than the last couple games. I'm not sure about that, but it it seems that way to me. But I feel like it looks pretty good. I mean, the game takes place at night because, you know, you're an underground racer and everything just seems wet and shiny at night.
Yeah, I am.
Wet and shiny. The streets are a little too deserted, maybe. Like, there are almost no cars out there. It seems, I know it's you're in the middle of the night, but come on, you see like a couple of cars now and then. But I don't know, you should definitely, you know, give it a try on EA Access. Actually, a CAG wrote in, Cisco Mancer, wanted to know if we thought that EA Access was worth the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I don't feel like I'm missing anything, though.
It's nice to get the games ahead of time. I mean, that trial is nice. I mean, it's unfortunate that we're paying.
It's a 10-hour trial.
Yeah, I mean, you get to really go over the game.
Yes.
And then if you want to buy it, you get a discount.
A lot of the times then, at the end of that trial too, like if you wait, 4 months, then it just goes on there for free, the whole game.
And it has your save on there already, right?
Right.
So you're good to go. It's nice. I think it's worth it. Yeah. I mean, in this case, if you were a fan of Need for Speed, you'd know if it was good or not before it came out.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I just it finished downloading right before we're recording this.
Yeah, it's I haven't made up my mind yet if it's for me or not.
You probably have another 8 hours or so to do that.
Yeah, definitely. I still need to try Forza Horizon 2 with my new Elite controller. I don't know. It's not going to make me any better. I tried hockey with it, thinking that I was going to get turned into a hockey god, and I lost like 7-1. It was pretty bad. Where are we here? That's the only thing on here for Wombat's news and stuff?
I think so. There's a lot of big stuff going on. It just, okay. You know, it's just not necessarily contained to that one area of the world, sir.
to the outline, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, really.
Like Sony, you mean?
Stop getting so locked in. Don't be so attached to things.
Okay. I'm gonna try to be more
now
like
you
a
love
Buddhist.
The bird.
Let's talk about the Sony Paris press conference. Yes. What was that?
What?
That Paris press. Why was it in English?
It's Paris Games Week.
Is that a real thing? Or did they just start that because Halo 5 is coming out?
I don't know. Paris Games Week is... I don't remember this before.
Me neither. Or
if it happened, it wasn't a big deal.
And I don't know. Why is it in English if it's Paris Games Week?
They love English speaking.
They do. You know, it's what Parisians love the most, people who speak English and Jews.
You're saying they like when people come to their country and refuse to speak French?
Yep. That's their favorite thing.
They even had the French guy speaking English.
Yeah, it's their favorite thing.
I know you watched it, didn't you, Cheapy?
I watched a very short amount of it.
Okay. I was just following along with the snark on Twitter.
So much snark on Twitter that I had to watch it.
So what were the big announcements?
No Man's Sky is a game that's going to come out.
Okay.
Probably in June.
Tekken 7, also a game.
We don't know when that's going to come out.
Did they mention, they talk about the new home of Call of Duty at all? I missed the beginning.
They showed Horizon Zero Dawn footage.
I missed that part as well, unfortunately. Because we like that. I like that game.
Boundless. E3. Street Fighter V.
I caught Dreams, I think.
Dreams.
And I caught some of the VR stuff.
Just a lousy Van Halen song.
No, that's a great Van Halen song. It's a
lousy Van
Halen. I like, you know.
Did you
see
any of the Detroit Become Human?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what does that look like? Another David Cage?
Yes.
Joint?
Yes.
No, thank you.
That one's about.
Is that why it was in France? Isn't he French?
He is.
Right, and he had to do it in English. He had to do his speech in English. It's so strange. Do you think people forgot that Halo came out because of that press conference?
I did.
Do you think that stopped a few sales of Halo? I don't know. It seemed fine. It seemed like a fine conference.
I'm a little bummed. I really wanted to believe. I knew it wasn't real, but I really wanted to believe that No Man's Sky rumor.
You never even heard of that rumor until you found out that it was false.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. But there was that part of me that's like, man, that would be so crazy if it came out this week.
But you didn't even get to experience the hope of that rumor being true.
Nope. I got to see that it was debunked and then go, man, that's a bummer.
Yeah, me too. I didn't hear about that rumor either.
I know, but how crazy would that have been if, do you think, like if Sony released that game today, would it overshadow Halo 5?
No.
No. Not a chance in hell that that would happen.
What was the VR stuff that they showed?
They showed that Gran Turismo Sport.
And a fight, one of the fighting games thing. In it too. VR fighting, first person.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. They showed more of that Robinson Island. Is that the name
Is
of
that
it?
The game yeah, that we had? Shoot. The
Crisis.
Was that like a demo of that we had? I mean, like an early prototype of that we saw?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Because it didn't look anything like that, I'll tell you what we saw. That looked like a CG video.
Yeah. That's the thing we saw directly ahead of going to see Jurassic World.
Yeah, it didn't look anything like whatever that was they showed at that press conference.
Yeah, I forget what it was called at that point, but they told us that it had something to do with Robinson Island at that point. I don't remember if that's still the name of it or what, but it's dinosaurs.
I like the idea of it. I just don't know if what we saw was just CG nonsense or I'm going with CG nonsense. But hey, whatever. It's probably not coming out for 3 years anyway. So, what else? Anything else from that press conference? It was just weird. That was just like an E3 press conference, but in France.
But in English.
And in English. I was just okay.
There was that wild game where you were riding a bear.
That's a great Duran Duran song.
I don't know. I watched the video of it and it looked like a game.
Wild game.
I didn't know that.
Never
I
close
wanted to ride
your
a bear.
Eyes.
Boom boom.
Wild game.
Boom boom.
Never something something. Wild games at Paris French conference.
Ta-da. End conference. Yay. I like when people didn't applaud at the proper times during the conference. Like when they,
well, it's just because they're trying to understand what's going on in English and they're French.
But they're announcing the Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo Sport beta is coming out next year sometime, and they're expecting like some major fucking eruption of applause for a beta.
A better Van Halen song.
Eruption of right. So, and they didn't get it. It was just dead silence, and then like mild. Anyway, should we move on to Nintendo?
Sure.
Is there some Amiibo news or something?
No, but they announced their, as we alluded to at the beginning of the show, they made this. They had it. Was it an investors meeting conference? I don't know.
Yeah, it was the investors call or whatever you want to call it.
And they were supposed to announce their first mobile game, their partnership with Dina, D-E-N-A. How do you say it?
D-N-A.
D-N-A. Dana, I like to pronounce it. Ooh, there's something flying around here.
It's pronounced like DNA.
Right. I'll never remember that.
It's what makes you you.
God, thank you. That's a good tagline for their company.
There you go.
So it was funny to watch people's expectations on social media. Like, you know, they're expecting like Zelda Advance Wars. They're expecting a real game, and what we get is, I don't know, Mii Messenger, I guess.
So is it going to have the puzzles, something like the thing on the 3DS?
Street Pass,
collecting puzzle pieces.
Oh, that puzzle. I was thinking you were talking about Puzzles and Dragons.
No.
Because that's what I thought they were going to make.
No.
It's just,
Puzzles and Dragons is already on mobile, isn't it?
Not with Mario.
Not with Mario, but Puzzles and Dragons is already there.
Well, yeah, it's where it started from. Yeah. But
so that's kind of a, you know, whatever. But is it going to be like...
Whereas messaging with Miis is not a whatever.
Yeah. Is it basically like smart glass for whatever the next console is going to be?
It could be. I think they just don't want to, like, you know, they don't want to jump in too quickly on this. for some reason.
I mean, I get it. Like, if it works like a street pass, but then you go home and you turn on your console and all the people that you passed on the street show up in your little me town on your home console. That's kind of neat.
Sure.
I'm being glass half full because I don't know.
Doesn't sound like this is the type of thing that ties. If it's going to tie into their other system, do you think they would mention that more?
Or, well, maybe not because they're not talking
about... That might be why they pushed it out 5 months. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
That's my theory.
Let's stay optimistic.
Sure. Would you rather have this or would you rather have Match 3 Mario?
Right. And I also liked that... I think it was the My Nintendo thing, which is their replacing Club Nintendo. I liked that they said that that ID would cross over to other things like theme parks. And
what does that mean exactly?
It to me, it means that they want to exploit their licenses more, which I think is a good thing.
Give me like a real world example, because I still don't.
Well, they're going to have Universal Theme Parks is getting Nintendo Land or whatever. So you go to Nintendo Land and somehow that ties back into you earning points to earn exclusive Nintendo items, whether that's in-game Nintendo items or something similar to like a Club Nintendo where you send away for stuff. I don't know. It just seems, it seems at least like they're going in the right direction with that stuff. Like, make it like a Disney type thing where every time I buy a Disney movie or go to see a Disney movie, I get points and I go into my account and sure, everything's linked together. And I wear my Disney band to the Disneyland and get stuff like that. Like Nintendo is competing against Disney, really. Like that's who they're competing against. They're not competing in the traditional sense against Microsoft and Sony. They have bigger brands than that.
Right.
And that's what they need to be going after. Like they said it themselves, like through the Amiibos, they realized that they need to do more of that stuff to capture the younger audience, which I completely agree with.
They got
to
bring back Nintendo cereal.
It's a cereal now.
No, it's not.
I know. It was a cereal then.
Bum, bum, bum.
It was a cereal once.
Bum, bum, bum.
You can't buy it anymore.
Bum, bum, bum.
It tasted like chemicals.
The Donkey Kong one was just like...
It was like Captain Crunch, but barrel-shaped.
Right. It just was like a box of sugar.
Yep. G.I. Joe cereal was actually very similar.
The Stars?
Yeah, but it was that same kind of corn crunchy Captain Crunch ripoff cereal.
Shipwreck had a cover.
Yes. I remember cutting out the back of the box and making the paper walkie-talkie.
I loved that on G.I. Joe cereal that all the box art for it was not the box art from the figures, but some lesser artist's rendition of those. Like they tried to redraw it.
What do you expect of cereal that's made by the Purina company?
They gotta save money.
Yeah. Right. They can't just use the same image.
No,
come on. It's much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else with Nintendo? Oh, so that app is gonna be called Miitomo. We didn't mention that.
That's a fine name.
Is it?
Sure.
I don't know. Can we be done with the Miis?
No.
We're not done with the Miis?
Nope.
It's right there in Amiibo.
I don't know. Does anyone like care about Miis? Are Miis like a moneymaker?
I think they're going to be the poorest selling Amiibo. Because they're coming out with those three Amiibo that look like Miis.
Any Miis in particular?
There's a Shipwreck one, a Cheapy D one, and a Wombat one.
Right, exactly. I don't know. There's a guy with a sword. It's just Miis. It's just like there's a girl me and a guy me and a transgender me. I don't know. There's a third one.
Did that ever take off? Did Miis ever reached some sort of critical mass?
They're cute.
I know they're cute, but
I think everyone who owns a Nintendo console has one made.
But I don't know. I feel like there's not much value to that. I don't think that ever really...
It made sense on the Wii because you had all of those motion like sports games and everything, mm-hmm. where it was kind of neat that, hey, this one character that I created works across all of these different games.
Right. And this is about all the graphics we can handle is a little cartoon character.
Right.
So let's do that.
But it was a cool idea.
It was. Like, I agree. But I think
like this one character can play in all these different games.
And as cool as it was there, it still never really reached any sort of big time, you know? So I don't know. I think I don't know that Miitomo is the really like the best.
It's a start.
It's a start. And is there really any rush for them? Like, it's not like they're going to run out of money between now and whenever they decide to get their shit together. So yeah, I guess there's really no sense of urgency. Let's move on to Microsoft. We talked about, are we done talking about the new Xbox experience?
How is the text size on your guys' TV?
It's fine. I can read it.
It's fine. Yeah. I can read it. Yeah.
Just look at, I was looking at it on my 120-inch screen, and I don't know. I was just wondering how small that would look.
I haven't had an issue.
Okay, good.
My text is small on my 120-inch TV.
Somebody help me.
Oh, I can read it if it's fine here.
Wah, I think there are ways I think you can change like to make it easier to read. But
the thing that drives me nuts, too, is that applications like EA Access, for example, they mimicked their UI to look like the old Xbox experience. So now when you launch EA Access, it's like it doesn't match the UI and it makes you want to have that UI back. So they need to work on that, I guess, to get rid of all the good UI and go with this new one.
I did notice that the TV stuff is much faster now, the TV guide.
They're really pushing that now. Like, I don't even understand what all that stuff is.
The one guide?
The one guide, but it has like those channel apps or whatever they're down there now.
Right. It's trying to be like Apple TV. They're trying to get the universal search going, I think. So you can search across all the TV apps.
I think I need to customize it some or something because I don't need to see what FX Now has or whatever down
there. I tried to watch something on YouTube. And every time I opened the YouTube app, the console would just shut off.
That's good.
Just flat out shut off.
It was time to go to bed, probably.
And it's like, you don't want to watch something on YouTube. I'm like, oh, bedtime. Okay, I guess. I guess I'll do a show.
I think, I don't know. I haven't spent that much time with it. Seems okay. Once I figured out where my pins were, I was and my games and apps, I calmed down a little.
It seems like there should still be a better way for my games and apps to be in the forefront there.
Right. Yeah. They'll continue tweaking it, I'm sure. They never stop.
No. I'm sure it'll be fine. I found my games and apps, so I was able to use my console.
We talked about the controller. I went to the Microsoft flagship store. I know Wombat did too.
I got a t-shirt and a water bottle.
Nice. What did you do? Did you just grab your free shit and won't leave?
I went in the store. I walked up to the second floor and looked at the Xbox section.
Oh, I didn't even go up there.
I said, oh, this is a store, and then I left.
You didn't check out the Surface 4?
I looked at it briefly. It was very crowded.
Did you pick up a $5 version of Evolve?
No.
God.
I didn't even think of that, actually. I don't think it was on sale when I was there.
Okay.
I tried the new Surface Pro 4. And it seemed I went in there. I didn't go on opening day. I went a couple of days later, and they had a very nice demo from somebody, Antonio, maybe.
You can make a name up, and no.
I probably just did. It seems like a pretty nice device. It's the keyboard seems like a real keyboard now. That keyboard cover, and the trackpad. It's just like a real laptop keyboard, basically. You could run a podcast off of that. I didn't buy anything though. And I saw the book too, which is the, their fancier version that docks with a real keyboard. And that was also very nice. But, I just walked out. I didn't buy anything. What else we got here? Batman is back on the store, back on Steam.
I heard it wasn't working though.
It doesn't seem to have gotten any better from what I could tell. They didn't add SLI support yet. They didn't even tell you what the patch notes were, what they were fixing until the patch came out, which was just weird. Since they, you know, they announced that it was coming out on a certain day and time and just didn't have the details. Because they knew that they they had the bad news that they didn't have the SLI support and they were going to get ripped apart. But I don't know. Somehow they just can't get that shit together. I don't know what the problem is. But here we are. Did you order in the Apple section here? Did you order Apple TV ship?
I did. I ordered the 32 gig version.
Is that the smaller one?
That's the smaller
one. Yeah, that's what I got. Best Buy?
Enjoy it.
Yep.
Got to get the points.
Went with the Best Buy to get the points.
Yeah. I did get a good review. I read the CNET review.
I'm sure it's just fine.
They said it's a very fine streaming device.
Best Buy, also a fine store. I tweeted about this week as well. Like anytime I post something about Best Buy or say something, invariably somebody comes on and says something about how they're going bankrupt or...
Like enjoy it while it lasts or something like
that? Right. It's like... That's not the case anymore. Like just everybody just Google Best Buy stock, read up on it. Like it's doing pretty well now.
Do we know what turned them around?
Well, I think some of it was all of their competitors went out of business.
That helps.
they started being more aggressive with their online presence. I think they had a new CEO. It seems like they're actually training their employees now.
I remember they make an effort to say they're going to match prices and they'll match their online prices in the store. Like I think for a while they weren't doing that.
They no longer have a fake in-store website. So when you say you saw something cheaper on their website.
Right.
Oh, God.
Remember that? They got in a lot of trouble for that one.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, going into the store, you're still going to have hit or miss experiences, just because it's such a large store, and I don't know, they can't train everybody.
It's a little better than when Circuit City fired any employee that had too many sales in a month.
I thought it was that they had been there for a certain amount of time.
No, it was the employees that got the most sales were all fired first.
Why?
Because they got commissions. So they fired anyone that was getting too much in commissions. So once they fired all the competent salespeople, they went out of business shortly thereafter.
Good plan.
Yeah. It's I don't even know how that happens.
Yeah. But several websites have Best Buy as an undervalued stock right now. So
I find myself doing all my shopping there that I would normally do at Amazon just to get the points.
Yeah, and since Amazon charges tax now and Amazon and Best Buy offers free shipping, especially like through the holidays, but once you spend enough at Best Buy, you get free shipping anyways. So,
well,
I don't know.
Also,
I'm a Best Buy supporter.
Is you can get in-store pickup and get instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is true.
It's got a lot going for it currently. And they sell a lot of cell phones as well. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon, guys. It's not 2012 anymore.
All right. There you go, everybody. Don't shit on Best Buy or Shipwreck's going to come after you.
I it's not even like I have anything that's like, yay, pro Best Buy. It's just like, that's the best place to shop right now.
It is, yeah.
And once it changes, we'll tell you. Trust me.
For games, it absolutely is. And then once you're on board for games, you really sort of got to get on board for everything else because you want to get those $5 off coupons all the time.
10.
No, well, you get, I mean, the rewards.
Oh, I see what you mean.
The points, yeah. Yeah, you get the, and yeah, you're getting all the, you're getting those $10 pre-order coupons too. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's do some CAG bag. Shots of Jager wants to know, why isn't Shipwreck tweeting during the World Series?
No Reds?
Well, actually, two former Reds pitched and won the first two games for Kansas City. I haven't been watching it, really. I'll see the highlights, but Yeah, I mean, do people care about the World Series, really?
I think Chibi does. Chibi's a Mets fan.
I am not really. Ty's a Mets fan. And my dad's a Mets fan. And my family are Mets fans.
Yeah, but see?
I couldn't name any Mets
until you saw them walking in and out of your building.
I haven't seen them. two of the Mets pitchers live upstairs for me. I'm assuming they live in the penthouse.
I as good a place as
I don't know. I don't know.
David Cohn and John Franco.
No, current Mets.
No.
Dwight
Gooden.
No. See, those are the ones that I could name, but I know these guys now. But Ty's like, we should just go up to their apartment and, you know, say hi, and, you know, maybe they could, you know, we could talk to them about the game. I was like, no, can't do that. what else? Blah, 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 blah. At JBrad 001 writes in and says, Cheapy and Shipwreck have done major home renovations. How much say did you get in the design, and how much did your wives? I'm sure Shipwreck did the basement 100%.
No, Mrs. Shipwreck did, she picked out a lot of the finishes in the bar area and in the bathroom.
Don't forget the S&M dungeon.
That's hidden behind the bar area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You pull the lever, the door opens, S&M dungeon.
Right.
I mean, we picked out like paint colors together and carpet. And
it's exciting.
Stuff like that.
This is good radio.
Black for the S&M dungeon.
It is.
Always go black.
I don't know. It's a marriage. It's the same amount of stuff you have.
Kind of question. No, I didn't ask your opinion on anything. Everything. I don't know. Why would you do that? They're women.
you just tell them their opinion?
Exactly.
You like
the blue one. Now give me a check.
Right. Everybody knows where to pick their battles. Like, if she wants a certain kind of tile in the bathroom, I'm going to act like that's the one I would have picked too.
Exactly.
Pro tip. Yes, I, my wife does a lot more than I do. She's really involved. She's really working hard on the whole project. And I'm there to support her. Yay. But I've made some decisions. I'm good like that. I can pick out tile. You know, it's fine. All these questions are for Shipwreck.
Oh, bring them on.
Dark Paul writes in and basically wants to know if you would ever try to get the G.I. Joe arcade game. I didn't even know there was one.
Oh, it's like Space Harrier.
Oh.
It probably was in the arcades a little bit after your time. It's once Snake Eyes started wearing
blue,
like blue with ski goggles.
Yeah, the blue and the gray.
Oh.
It's a shitty game with shitty Snake Eyes.
The game's not terrible. I wish it happened a little bit sooner so that it had the good uniforms for everybody.
Does it have Duke in it too, or am I making that up?
No, it has Duke in it. I'm pretty sure it does. Duke or Hawk, one of the two.
Someone.
And has Scarlet and one more because it's got four players, I think, or four characters. It's not high on my list to get because that game is really tiring to play because you're just constantly jamming on the shoot button. But if I find it for a good price, I'd certainly be interested.
Aha. There we go. I thought we were going no for that answer, but
what? It's a
it's a G.I. Joe game. I mean,
strictly for the subject matter.
Right. I like that there's just plenty of room for all the games, too, for all the arcade machines.
It looks like it was Roadblock. According to these screenshots.
Yeah, it was Roadblock in his like fluorescent green jacket.
Yep. Scarlet, Duke, shitty Snake Eyes, Roadblock.
I'm looking at that shitty Snake Eyes figure on my desk right now.
Yep.
Bickle writes in and he wants to know if Ship is picking up the new Dead or Alive Extreme. I'm assuming that's a yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Are you going to write a fact for it?
No.
No.
Right. I'm guessing... If it holds true, like 90% of that fact that I wrote, 10 years ago now?
Be the same.
It still works.
they have, you know, people, IGN pays people to write these things now. People like Shipwreck aren't needed. They do it out of love? No.
I'm sure Hitomi still likes strawberry shortcake or whatever it was that she liked.
Emeru had another question. He wants to know, since I bought my dad an Xbox One, does he ever play games or is it just an expensive Skype box? The games are too complex for a 70-plus-year-old guy, I feel. He just can't, he can't get them together.
What about Peggle?
I got him Peggle, and I think he didn't really care for Peggle. Peggle's not going to really capture your imagination. Yeah, I don't think we...
Is there a solitaire game on there?
No. All right, here's the last question. Kalinx writes in, he says, hello all, my question is this. With Xbox One going into its, quote, greatest holiday lineup in Xbox history, end quote, phase soon, do you think it's a foregone conclusion that will win out the year like last year? Many seem to think so, but I think Sony's recent price drop will really hurt their chances of that happening. On top of that, I feel like Forza, Tomb Raider, and Halo 5 are not as exciting titles as they maybe once were to gamers, and they may not have the power to push sales. What are your predictions? I'm waiting to hear what Shipwreck says. I'm just going to go with that.
I agree. I'm concentrating, first of all, on his those Forza, Tomb Raider, and Halo 5 not as exciting titles as they maybe once were. I agree with Forza on that simply because
they're on the every year, basically.
They're, yeah, everybody's waiting for the next Horizon.
They sell about the same, right? Do we discovered?
Yeah, I
the,
think so.
You know, the main Forza and the Horizon Forza, yeah. But Tomb Raider and Halo 5 still move units for sure.
I don't know if Tomb Raider, I don't know if I agree 100% with you guys on Tomb Raider. I'm not saying that it'll be a bad game, and I like that last one a lot. I don't, but did it sell that well?
It sold pretty well, but not as well as Square Enix wanted it to. It sold a good amount of units.
That's what I mean. It's not...
it's not Halo 5.
It's not exactly...
Like Halo 5 being
Halo
on
5.
This list is ridiculous.
Right. That just, you know, that's another level.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's running out to get an Xbox One to play Tomb Raider.
I think the bigger question is, what are the Black Friday deals going to be? What are the holiday deals going to be? That's what really drives this. We had some ridiculous Xbox One bundles last year for like the whole end of the year, right? It wasn't just nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just with tons of games. It was just ridiculous. Like,
you're already starting to see some of that stuff already.
Yep. So the answer is no, it's not a foregone conclusion. Things go the same way in terms of Microsoft being super aggressive on the sales, then I think it's going to go the same way. But if Sony decides to do that, then, you know, anything can happen.
I mean, I think Sony getting the Star Wars game as their, like, I don't know.
Marketing
it's
partner.
The lead. Their marketing partner.
And Call of Duty.
I think those were very shrewd moves. Because I think that Star Wars game is going to sell a lot.
And I love, have you seen the latest commercial?
Yeah, it's a good commercial.
It's a very nice commercial. I'm excited for that game. I'm gonna buy it on PS4.
Yeah, I don't know because I don't understand quite why these consoles, both of them, are selling as well as they are currently. Because they're both doing very well, and especially the PS4 in North America, especially. I'm a little bit at a loss as to how it's doing as ridiculously well as it is.
I don't know. I think, you know, I think now that they can crank out these things in large numbers, you never have that production shortage. You can carry the momentum all the way through. I think Sony got the work. Sony had the cheaper price from the beginning, and you know how important that is. And as long as you can keep riding that out, I think you have somewhat of an advantage. But I don't know. I think it should be a pretty close holiday.
It should be, but I think Halo puts it over the edge.
Depending on who has the better deals. Because Sony, the deals last year for PS4, they were not exciting during the holidays.
Though they didn't need them to be.
They didn't need them to be, and they weren't. So do they need them to be now? Probably not.
No, they probably don't. They have their price drop. I don't know if they need to do anything kind of special with the bundle. I think, if anything, your deals are going to be more retailer related.
Toys R Us is throwing in a free copy of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, all those retailer deals are all done with, you know, the platform holders' blessing and approval. Those all worked out. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think you're right, though. I think Sony doesn't really need to do that much. And fucking Battlefront, man. Those commercials are just great. They're going to get people like me. Like, you know, big nerds like me are going to watch. I mean, guys my age, rather, are going to see that thing and go, holy shit, I can do the
Hoth
level?
It's so interesting that happened, too, with EA Access being a thing on Xbox One.
Yeah.
You can play that a week earlier on Xbox One, but all the marketing, Sony had to pay for that marketing to be on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a big deal. Yeah. Sure. I think it's a smart move, though. If you don't have the first party stuff, you got to do that. And it's smart.
Yeah, both the companies do that. Like, yeah. Microsoft has done the same thing in the past. Sure. Well, Tomb Raider, for example.
Well, they're doing it with Fallout.
They go and get something. Yep.
Fallout is Xbox One, you know, marketing wise. And those mods. Right. Mods come to Xbox One first.
Right.
So.
All right. So I think we answered that guy's question. Sort of.
Sure.
We backed our way
definitively.
Out of it.
Definitively.
Xbox wins.
Know.
Woo! No, we'll see. We'll see who's going to get ready to kick some ass with the deals. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's tell everybody thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. And of course, at Video Game Deals is where you're going to want to be for this holiday season. Thorbon holding it down very nicely. Super Programmer John says the app is coming. It's about to come onto my phone for testing. It should be out pretty soon.
There was an update to the app.
No, there's a new. It's going to be a cheap-ass gamer app.
Oh, okay.
A separate
there was an update
one.
To the CADcast app.
Yes, there was. I don't know what it did. Fixed it. Who knows?
No, I think that's the thing where he added. Didn't he add a thing where you could comment at specific times in the show?
Yeah, but that's not in the app. That's going to be an. Oh, that's going to be an R app. Now you just spilled it. You just spilled the big surprise.
I tweeted about it.
Oh, did he?
So, yeah.
I don't even know exactly what it is. I thought it was you could like certain parts of the show. And maybe add comment too while you listen in real time. I don't know. We'll find out at some point. Anyway, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Are you asleep?
Yes.
Tired of losing battle after battle in the sky, the Autobots create the ultimate robot jet, Jetfire. But the evil Decepticons have a secret new weapon, Shockwave.
It's my
Shockwave will stop them! Sold separately from Hasbro.